there are actually companies that prefer this to the resume. Why do they want to look at that instead?
So there are a couple big reasons for that. For any job posting today where they're accepting resumes, there could be anywhere between hundreds to thousands of people lined up. So they're looking for a filter. The second big reason is that they think that by doing the web presence, they can get a better sense of your personality, your interests, and even how you might work with other people. And they can't get that from just that one piece of paper.
Does it surprise you that we're moving in this direction?
It surprises me that we're moving there that quickly. And it surprises me that they're putting so much merit in that. They might be looking at your posting in Facebook on your last vacation and saying, oh, yeah, Joshua. Oh, he's this kind of a guy. Boy, that's a lot of interpretation and assumptions based on something that you might have just posted as a thought that moment.
Now, do you think this is a fad? Is this just...
It's here to stay.
And it's going to move, you think, more out of just the tech firms or the marketing firms, the kind of places where we're seeing it more, and the resume could be an old dinosaur that goes away?
Well, here's what I think. This is going to be here to stay, and people are going to find a way to add a little more science and precision to it. So they're going to try and say, if we look over here and look at those posts, maybe that doesn't tell us a whole lot, but this over here, that tells us something. And they're going to have more of a specific things they're trying to look for. You'll see now when you submit your resume electronically, there's a lot of filters. They look for keywords. They're going to have that same kind of mechanism for our social presence. It'll be a little less haphazard like it is now. Now, let me make it clear. The resume is never going to go away. Mm-hmm. It's always going to serve an important purpose.
So it'll be submit your cover letter, your resume, your three references, give us links to your Facebook, your LinkedIn, your Twitter, and your blogs, please.
Yes, but adding to what you just said, cover letter's going away.
Oh, so social media maybe becomes the new cover letter.
I think so, because the cover letter was really designed to get a sense of your personality, why you want this job, and what really motivates and drives you. Well, I think they're trying to get that by looking at your social media presence. And they like the social media presence because it looks more real, more raw.
Now, as you said, that there's probably going to be more study of this as it plays out right now. It's a few companies moving in this direction and weighting that more than the resume or completely instead of a resume. But as you start to get these more firm metrics about what to look for specifically, then it becomes something we see
It'll become even more organized. See, right now, what makes everyone nervous, what makes us nervous, you and I sitting right here, is we wonder, what are they looking for? There's no real methodology to it. We're going to see a methodology one day. And then you and I will have to decide, so what does that mean about what we post on Facebook?
Then aren't we losing that authenticity? We're losing that value for recruiters?
Yep. And then it'll become something that we then manage.
Just like your resume.
Just like our resume.
I've been talking with Brandon Smith, a career coach and workplace consultant, and our working expert. Thanks, Brandon.
Joshua, always a lot of fun.